and prepare yourselves to get kicked in the dick by the quickest news flick you ever did. Trick. Wait. Yes. I'm the one. My name is Ray Stone. Today is September 16th, Tuesday, 2025, which is the oddest way to read a date, but we're going to leave it in there. Now, we're going to do today's program a little bit different than normal. I'm just going to go through and peruse all of the headline news homepages, and we'll just see what they want you thinking about. But first, guys, I can tell they're lying to us. They said it was an inside job, but I've seen the video, and I'm pretty sure he's outside. That one's called Too Soon, Sarcasm Doesn't Work in Your 40s. Let's get into the news. First up, the good news. What's the good news got in store for us today? Tooth is implanted in 34-year-old's eye? Wait, hold on. I'm sure I misread that. Let's try it again. Tooth is implanted in 34-year-old's eye to restore his vision after two decades. Okay, well, I have to read a little bit of this one. There's an old Babylonian biblical legal maxim that goes, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. For Canadian Brent Chapman, his new maxim is a tooth for an eye, because he has become the first in his country ever to receive an osteo-odonto-keratoprosthesis. If your Latin's on point, it means a tooth in the eye prosthetic. Literally, Chapman's tooth has been surgically implanted into his eye to act as a lens fixture, which has enabled him to see again. Okay, now, literally, what will they think of next? That's something. My mind is fully blown. I'm going to pump this up just for the mind blow, because what? What? Moving on, that's amazing. Researchers blown away after finding jaguar population up 30% across Mexico. See, we saw a cat in Cozumel jumping from roof to roof, and this wasn't no garden variety kitty cat. This was a cat jumping from building to building like it was the king of the Mexican jungle island. And when we asked our host about it, she was like, no, there are no big cats here. And I'm like, no, we saw, I'm not asking you. I'm asking you what kind of cat it was, not if it was a cat. Moving on, lost painting looted by Nazis found hanging on a wall in a real estate listing. Okay. Danger. Don't say anything about it. You know what was funny is I looked up Hitler's speeches translated and found it interesting. You can't get them. Because I was like, I wonder what he actually said, seeing that I don't speak German and all. What was his message? Given the way the state of the Jews and Israel and everything is right now, how some Jews are saying that the Bible has prophesied that they shall inherit stuff and then kill you if you say no, which is a very dangerous thing to say. It made me go, wait, you know what? What exactly did he say? I just want to know. Don't jump to conclusions. Sarcasm and honesty also doesn't work in your 40s. Okay. 6 million pounds of compost given. Okay. You know what? Let's jump into the headlines. First up, Google. Here's what they want you thinking about. Robert Redford passed away at 89. Pussy. Couldn't even make it to 90. Come on, Robbie. Judge dismisses terrorism charges against Luigi Mangione. Okay. Israel's military begins its ground offensive in Gaza. Whew. That's Charlie Kirk assassination. FBI Director Kash Patel reveals details about. Trump sues New York Times for defamation and libel. Seeks $15 billion. Yeah. He's just going to go after. You say anything about him and he's coming after you. This is free speech. Actually, that brings me to the first point. I think what they're going after right now, especially with the Charlie Kirk assassination, there are a lot of theories out there. If you look closely, it looks like it wasn't just the one lone gunman. It looks like, once again, your government is up to its usual shenanigans, or another government, probably. Some government is up to its usual shenanigans, and here's what I think is really the deal about Charlie Kirk. I think Charlie Kirk was a danger to the current power structure because he was speaking to the youths of America. And I think that something our government seems to intentionally, well, they're abusing the nation of its education, meaning they're making it difficult and defunding education. Let's just say it. It's been happening ever since I was a kid. The game is always keep the people dumb so that they don't ask questions like, why am I living in poverty when my boss, who doesn't actually do anything, I provide the service. My boss provides an explanation for the service, I guess, and then he makes more money than me. Now, it's one thing if you're running a big company, it's a lot of stress. I get that. But if it's, you know, there's got to be a cutoff point. There has to be some type of balance that is stricken. But I digress, obviously. I think what's happening is they are going to turn the Charlie Kirk shooting into a way to restrict free speech, and they've already begun doing it. If you have spoken out against him or posted on social against him in your personal accounts, a lot of people are being fired all across the board. Private companies and public companies and government entities alike are being fired for having an opinion. This is one of the main tenets of being an American is you are allowed to have an opinion and you're allowed to say it without fear of reprisals. But that's changing. In the next 3 years, the shameful part of this is Donald Trump is going to make it so that if you speak your mind, you're going to be in trouble. And he's doing it. I mean, he already does it. He sues everybody who speaks out against him. So right there, case in point. So anyway, moving on, Israel begins ground offensive in Gaza. That appears twice on the Google homepage. So first up, CBS News, watch live as, FBI Patel testifies at a hearing in aftermath of Kirk assassination. A lot of people are making fun of the remark where he said something about, I'll see you in Valhalla, brother. The newest conspiracy theory that I love is that these are clones from quote-unquote central casting. You'll see Trump use the term central casting quite a bit in his rhetoric. And I just love that. I mean, I don't know. It does kind of seem like they're all just actors on this stage. And I mean, doesn't it? Let's see what else we've got. Charlie Kirk murder suspect. Appeared to confess in killing. Israel's military says Gaza ground offensive underway. Trump says New York Times. Okay. Oracle. Oh, here we go. Oracle could play a key role in the TikTok deal between U.S. and China, sources say. I read this week that a deal has been brokered between United States and China over TikTok. And because if you remember, we tried to ban TikTok. We did ban it for one day. And nobody went to the other site that everybody was supposed to go use. We just said, okay, we're not going to do it. TikTok offers a very unique service. And here is a little bit more, just a little bit of reaffirming my theory that they're after free speech. TikTok has been, even though it lies like a motherfucker and it's going to tell you some crazy shit and it's going to misguide you, it also, some things trickle through that are true that would never have seen the light of day if it were given, if it were up to the main media sources. So TikTok is by accident from this fun toy that was supposed to be you're singing along with a song to, they realized, oh my gosh, it's so much more ridiculously more than that. If we show them these little tiny clips, short clips, you're so engaged because it's constantly changing. And then it learns what you want, and then it shows you more of that, like in real time. I have a joke. It's like, TikTok knows I'm going to masturbate before I know. starts just like reading your pulse and like seeing how deeply you're breathing and what your pupils are doing. Probably all of that stuff, actually. Anyway, yeah, so I think what they want to do, Oracle is obviously that huge server database company, cloud services, which really just means, you know, huge warehouses of computers. And they're part of the reason, one of the main players in the reason that your electric bills are going up, because they get better pricing than you will ever receive on yours because of their large demand. And is the company going to lose? Is the power company going to lose that profit? No, no, no. They're going to redistribute it to all of us. It's just crazy. So, you know, we're paying an awful lot of heed towards building these mega computers. And I'm reminded of a little interview that I just saw between Jack Ma, who is the CEO of Alibaba, and Tesla CEO Elon Musk, where Jack Ma says, computer is still just a toy. Man can't make another man. Man can't make a mosquito. So you can make a computer, but a computer is still a toy. Now you can see Musk is like, you know, doesn't agree. And to an extent, I get the point that, of course, when you give mega computing power and autonomy to a robot, it becomes more than just a toy, but it's still just a computer. And I have this thing that I have been saying where I still want to call it just software. I don't want to call it AI because it's still just software. It's still just computing software with parameters. It's able to process information way faster than us, but that's been the case with computers since the calculator. So what are you going to do? Let's move on. ABC. Latest breaking news. They've got a big old ad up top. We're going to leave it there. Cash Patel. All right. Fannie Willis is disqualified from election case. Okay. I don't know about that. Retail is up in August. I saw that. Man attempts to give classified info to Russia. Oh, what's that all about? Man convicted for attempting to give classified information on U.S. Air Force systems to Russia. So real collusion. 67-year-old South Dakota man has been sent to prison for over 10 years after being convicted of attempting to disclose classified information on U.S. Air Force systems to the Russian government. Wow. What was he convicted of? We sentenced to 126 months. Supervised and a $25,000 fine for attempted espionage. Cool, espionage. You don't see that in the news much lately. Hey, this up. Starlink is offering their shit for half price. Just their hardware. They're probably about to come out with some better stuff. Judge dismisses terror-related charges against Luigi Mangione. That's good because it's not terrorism. I mean, I guess maybe technically it is a form of terrorism. Though maybe he was trying to change the system by terrorizing individuals in charge of the way the system is right now. Okay. Israel, yeah. FBI Director Cash Patel, yeah. Robert Redford, yeah. UN Commission says Israel is committing genocide in Gaza. They also passed a referendum. The UN passed a referendum to recognize the a two-state solution is what they're calling it, so that they're recognizing Palestine. The UN voted on it 142 to recognize Palestine as its own entity versus 10 or 12 that said nay. The United States and Israel are on the nay list with a handful of abstentions. It may have been 142 to 10 with 12 abstentions. I think that's actually it. It's crazy to me that it can go on seemingly bilaterally amid a cacophony of disagreement and dissension in the UN ranks, the vast majority of the UN ranks. It's literally 14 to 1. If you want to boil it down like that, 140 to 10 is 14 to 1. If you're in a group of 15 people and you're the only person that says no, the 14s have it. Good Lord. Why does that make me so angry? It's like, it's just not real then. It's just not real is what it means. All right. TikTok deal to include new investors. Yeah, ByteDance. Bite on this, they're saying. So essentially what that means is what? What does that mean? since we are paying the electricity and ByteDance partially owns it, we are helping to take over, essentially, yeah, through subsidies, the United States, the people, are manipulated yet again. And this is the game. It's just manipulate the people. All right. Trump's Fed pressure campaign will lead to higher inflation, weaker growth, according to CNBC survey. You know what? Nobody has a crystal ball, so don't predict. What's different about the Charlie Kirk firings? I'll tell you what's different about the firings. It's encroaching upon your fresh preacher. BBC, Israel, Luigi Mangione. Trump's visit to UK is mired with potential pitfalls despite careful planning. Oh, yeah, I forgot. The UK on the lawn where he was having the meeting. Did you guys see there's this giant, like commemorative flag-sized giant, like the size of the entire lawn, a picture of him with Epstein. Covering the lawn of the Rose Garden. No, that's the place that he turned into a concrete garden here back home. But in the UK, the shenanigans are on it. Oh, and they're saying that the UK may have a meltdown in government and economy too. Like, for whatever reason, these two huge countries, the United States and Great Britain, both think that you can continue working this way and your economy's not going to collapse. I saw recently that Russia blew the whistle on the United States stablecoin in the Genius Act. The idea is to wipe the $35 trillion of debt into a stablecoin, quote unquote, then devalue the shit out of the stablecoin and then buy it all back with gold reserves, essentially bringing our debt back down to like $5 trillion, which let's see if they do it. Okay. NBC News, Cash Patel defends his handling of the Kirk case. Yeah, brother. Okay, Robert Redford, Gaza, Israel. Got it. Al Jazeera, Israel, Charlie Kirk, Israel. Yep, okay. Moving on. The New York Times. Let's see what they've got. Israel, Robert Redford, Luigi Mangione. That's what they want us thinking. The Fed, the White House. But I'm just going to leave. Oh, here we go. Oh, okay. Never mind. I have been following a little bit of the Ibrahim Traoré Burkina Faso thing, which I have to wonder. He does look kind of AI. I hope he's real, and I hope that Africa can rise as a nation and actually join the ranks, because it seems like they have a lot to offer down there to the world, and for no damn good reason except for just the desire for wealth and greed have American and just any international agents of business come through and really just taken advantage of that. And guys, I'm just going to leave you with this, because, you know, life is hard, but don't forget to go play. Remember when you were a kid, the feeling that you got when you were calling your buddy? This is before phones, so if you're young, you don't get this, but the rest of us get it. The idea of going to play with your buddy where you call and he's home and he can play and you can play was the best. So the game in life is, how do you get that feeling again just from the pure excitement of being alive and being able to go play? So, with that in mind, pull your shorts back down to their normal levels. Consider yourselves kicked in the pricks and the dicks by the quirks and the quicks and the quips of the news. My name is Ray Stone, and we will see you on Thursday. Bye.